Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
G'day.
I'm Ryan, Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
I just said g'day. I don't
yeah,
think I've ever said that.
Is that
on
a
podcast.
Thing that you do?
I say g'day in real life, but yeah. I don't think I've ever said it in the podcast. Okay. Take that out of the rotation.
We're going back to the homeland.
Perth.
Western Australia.
Woo!
Perth. And you know how we have accused isn't the right word, but every girl or every person from California is obviously hot.
Yep.
We're calling Laurel, who is from Cottesloe.
Oh, hot.
Right?
Yeah. Cottesloe Hotel, doesn't that go off?
I was there the other Friday afternoon after we were doing that thing. You were busy having COVID and I was busy doing schooners. And by schooners, I mean a lemonade and then I drove to the airport.
Hello?
Hello, is that Laurel?
Hi, it is.
Or is it Yanny?
Oh,
Tony.
Sorry.
Are you better than that?
5 years old. Yeah.
Bringing the topic.
You sound like every Tinder match.
Oh,
it would be too. That is a great icebreaker for you though, Loz, if you don't mind me saying. I think so.
What do you say when someone says that to you on Tinder?
Nothing. Unmatch them.
See, I'd say like, oh, you can touch me on the Yanny or something like Fanny Yanny. Oh, nope.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
Just to confirm.
I've never had Tinder, so I don't get it.
Yeah, or game, apparently.
Oh, yep, okay.
So just to confirm, Laurel, we were saying that we assume everyone in California is hot, and then I see that you're from Cottesloe Beach. So is it fair to assume that you are also hot?
Well, I mean, you could assume that, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And do with that information as you will. Laurel, will you approve this podcast?
I would love to approve the podcast.
You can assume that, yeah.
Okay.
Are you a fucking politician by any chance? Very diplomatic, very vague.
Hey, it's Laurel from Perth and I approve this podcast.
Coming up today.
Yeah.
The future of fitness and well-being is here.
Oh, I don't like this. Are you paying me out for something? Because I've recently gotten into a bit of H&F, health and fitness.
Have you?
What?
No, this is helpful for you.
You just say have you, as if you didn't know. We talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, I feel like we're, yeah.
What is going on?
No, you're prejudging this because you don't like a health hack. Because it sounds conny and scammy.
It does sound a bit scammy.
Spoiler alert, may not be unfounded, your feelings.
Okay.
But yeah, I think this will help in your journey and everyone's journey, really.
Oh my God, okay.
That's coming up soon. But first, normal or nah for a Thursday. Rob. Rob says, adding water to your shampoo bottle when the pump is no longer pumping what little shampoo it has left inside. My wife thinks it's gross and hates when I do it because it waters down the shampoo. But I just can't bring myself to throw away shampoo even if there's still a little bit left inside it. Am I normal or nah?
That's normal. I do that.
I do that all the time.
Because you know what's really annoying? Mm-hmm. When you like screw the pump off and then you're like banging the bottle against your
hand. What about with the bottle and you do the...
Yeah, like if it's like a tube of toothpaste or something. But you know when it goes like boom, 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 when you like bounce the thing on? But you don't get anything out of it. It just hurts. I always water them down. I probably wouldn't do that with like, obviously like you wouldn't do that with like conditioner, but it works for shampoo because all you do is add water anyway.
Yeah, right.
Is that wrong? Sorry, now I'm second guessing myself.
Well, I guess you never see other people shower, so you don't see it, and that's why.
That's a really good point.
And I'm loving this because I've done it all the time, and I'll hold it up to get the water in.
Oh, yeah.
And then put the lid back on, and then I'll shake it to get all the good stuff out so I don't miss anything.
Or you leave it upside down on your shower caddy or like wherever you put your shampoos or whatever.
That's also clever.
Yeah, I've done that like the week before and gone, oh, I'm going to need to wash my hair in 3 days. I'm probably not going to remember to go to the shops between now and then. I'll tip it
That's
upside down. Yeah, yep. I know myself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I definitely do that with that and soap. You probably wouldn't do it with like face wash or something.
No. No.
Would you? Because you add water
well, you're
throw anyway.
It out anyway. You might as well try.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it, like a little bit of shampoo goes a long way.
I've always said that.
Yeah. You have always said that, actually.
Chloe says, I have a dedicated holding pillow for when I sleep. Doesn't matter where I am or who I'm with, but if I don't have a holding pillow there, there will be no sleep. Because literally, and then she goes into caps locks, What the fuck am I supposed to do with my arms? Are there even other ways to have them when sleeping? The thought of sleeping with my arms just flopping around physically repulses me. Where are my arms supposed to go, says Chloe. Am I normal for thinking that and sleeping like this? Or nah?
I don't get it.
So
what's a hot, like, as in, so you put it down so you know where you're going to sleep later, like hold your spot.
No.
What do you mean?
All right, so there's the pillow behind your head.
Yep.
And then there's one that she's like hugging, like holding.
Oh, I see. Nah, I don't do that.
She's like, well, then where do you put your arms then? See, Chloe hasn't figured out that if not hugging, where, like.
Yeah, sure. What do you, I'm going to say nah, I guess. What do you do with your arms when you sleep? Do you do a holding pillow? Normal or nah?
No. Oh, I don't hate a holding pillow, but I just don't have space for it at the moment. We've got
a dog and a pregnant wife,
a pregnancy pillow.
Yep.
I mean, it's slim pickings prime real estate at the moment.
Yeah, that's fair.
But what do I do with my arms?
I'd say that this is probably where my own queen doona comes into play.
Mm.
Because, like, I end up with a lot that I can
wrap yourself up
either
in.
Burrito myself up in, or, like, if I'm on my side and I throw a leg over, I can kind of, like, scrunch all that together and hug into it. So, actually, maybe it is normal. But also, the real estate in our bed is inflation, you know, because Pippa takes up so much fucking room for
a
little
dog.
She takes up so much space. So if Torbs and I are sleeping like long ways, she sleeps like sideways. So it's like a H.
Yeah.
And then if she's not doing that and she snuggles right into you, then if you move a little bit, she snuggles over. She's like, so last night, for example, I was right on the edge of the bed. Pippa was up against me and there was like fucking kilometre and a half between us and Torbs.
Yeah.
And then Torbs got up and went to work before I got up and Pippa was still like right up in my shit.
Yeah.
There's a whole other bed.
Yeah.
And I was on the ground.
I've woken up on the floor and BJ's like laying sprawled out like a starfish.
Yeah.
Just living his best life. So have you not tried to teach Pip that she can go long ways?
So we spin her.
Yeah.
And then through the night she just
wiggles around. She wants to touch both of you.
Yeah. It's actually so sweet.
That's fucking cute.
But yeah, I think that she likes being able to know that like she's on both of us. Mm.
And so is Pip like a jumps up in the morning for a snug or is it the full night now?
The full night.
So she still even have a bed in your room?
Yeah, she does.
When was the last time that got touched?
It's
January?
What month? I actually couldn't even tell you. I don't know when she started. Can't even remember when she started sleeping.
Or it would have been the minute you got those steps.
Yeah, the pet steps.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we got them because we were like, oh. Her big girl bed is what we called it, is purely like ornamental now. Yeah, like it's not. There's no dog in there.
No.
It was a fucking expensive bed as well. It was a Barney bed. You know, the postrapedic like dog beds.
Yeah, I've seen those on Instagram. I was like, nah.
I could probably resell it and get more money for it than I paid for it. I'd make money.
Or is it too small for Bron?
Oh, BJ probably would fit in it.
Okay, I'll come around.
Yeah, I actually need to recoup my purchase. Like, if you want it, you have to pay me for it. It was really expensive.
I'll pay secondhand rates.
Nah, it hasn't been used. It's basically brand new out of the vac sealed bag.
Cool. Let's put some poison in it. Karen Smith.
Hi, Karen Smith.
Karen Smith says when she discovers a hole in her clothes and decides to get rid of the item, like throw it out or donate it or whatever.
Oh, yep.
She feels the need to wash it before she throws it out or donates it. Karen says, but then every time I wash it, I forget about the hole and then I'll end up wearing it again and I'll go, oh, this has got a hole in it. Oh, well, I can't throw it out. I'll need to wash it. And thus
it
the
goes
circle
like
of
back
life
into
continues.
Rotation.
Yeah. And she goes, I've been trying to throw this one out for years.
I've heard that people, I'm going to say nah because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But I have heard that people went before they donate stuff, they wash it all.
Mm.
But normally when I am going through to find stuff to donate, it's because it's been in my cupboard for ages, so it's clean anyway.
That's a good point. I threw out 15 items the other day.
How good does it feel? And then you look in your wardrobe and you go, I never wore that stuff anyway.
Well, because I used to like go through the stuff for the stuff I want to wear, and now I'm like, well, everything I can see is a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your tier clothes. Yeah. And so you know when your A tier clothes are in the wash and you go, oh, we've only got B tier.
Yeah. It's bad. It's rough.
There's the shirt with the hole in it, so I have to wear a jacket because I know that, you
all
know.
All the whole ones are being thrown out.
Nice.
And, but here, so of course it makes sense to want to wash it, right? Because if you've worn the clothes, whatever. I get that. But as if, even if you've washed it 10 times and never worn it, as if they're not washing it first before they put it on the rack.
So that's my other point, is that I think that, like, for health and safety reasons,
they can't know
that it. When it goes to Good Sammy's, they would have to wash it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really, you're doing, like, it's pointless.
Double handling. How good is it when you wake up 2 hours before you need to get out of bed and then you go, oh, I don't have to get up yet. I've still got 2 hours. Do you love that feeling?
Oh, I thought you meant like when you get up. No, I hate that. But yeah, when you roll over and you go, oh my God, it's only 3 a.m.
I still got 2 hours.
I love that, yeah.
So Karina in the Tony and Ryan Patreon asks,
hi Karina.
My boyfriend gets up at 5 a.m. for work, but he sets a pre-alarm for 3 o'clock. So when it goes off, he gets that nice feeling of knowing that he's still got 2 more hours before he needs to get out of bed. Is this normal or nah?
Is his job being a fucking serial killer?
She doesn't stipulate, but it sounds
absolutely
like it.
Absolutely nah.
Yeah, that's fucking annoying. And can you imagine Karina going, oh, the alarm's going off. Like, what? And then he goes, oh,
that's destroying your like good deep sleep.
Your REM.
Yeah. Like,
you're a watch guy with your...
I am a sleep watch guy.
Yeah.
But you're fucking up the best part of your sleep because it's like the deepest part, it's like the darkest part of the night, like all that stuff. Do you know, this really fucking grinds my gears. I hate it when people do it. When people go, oh, if I've got to wake up at 7, I start setting alarms from 6:30 so that I can hit snooze. It's so much worse for you. It is so much worse for you to do that.
Because you're a one-alarm gal.
Yeah.
If we need to leave the place at 7, Tony sets an alarm for 6:52.
Yeah. I'm up and I'm out. Yep. Like, I'm just, it's one of my only talents. But yeah, like, I never hit snooze.
Yep.
And the only time I'll ever set more than one alarm, I'll set them for like a minute apart.
Just
and
to
that's,
make sure.
And that's at like, if I've got to get up for the airport at 4 a.m. or something, then I'll do like 3:50, 3:51, 3:52, 3:53. Like, so it's not snoozing. It's like, bitch, have you gotten up yet?
Yeah.
But I always turn off the first one, then I get up anyway.
Yeah.
But when people set lots of snoozing alarms, it's so much worse for you. Are you a snoozer?
Yeah, but not in terms of, like, I wouldn't deliberately do it. I'll negotiate with myself.
See, that I think that's fine.
I'll go, oh, maybe I'll have breakfast when I get there. Oh, maybe I won't go to the gym first.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I don't need a shower this morning. Yeah. I had one yesterday.
And so it's more about negotiating, where I should just say, I already know I'm not going to the gym.
Yeah.
I can get breakfast at work.
Yep.
What's the latest I can sleep?
Yep.
Lock it in.
But I think that if you go, oh, I've got to wake up at 7, I'll start snoozing at 6:30. It's so much worse for you.
That's dumb. Can you just look down the barrel of the camera and say what you think to Karina's boyfriend?
I think you're a fuckhead. And you obviously don't love Karina because you're waking up at 3 a.m. and 5, you absolute cock.
I didn't know which C word you were going to use.
Yeah, neither did I. I'll be honest, it came and went a little bit.
Nah,
yeah.
Good call.
Hi, it's Courtney from South Africa and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. You can check it out anytime. All of the information is in our show notes. Erin Brady, thank you very
much.
Erin.
The Brady Bunch.
Amy Tuominen, thank you very much.
The Tuominen Bunch.
Fiona Skentzos, Ali Ando, and Iona Wilson.
Iona Wilson, thank you very much.
Well, Iona Audi.
Oh, righto, mate. Don't need to brag.
Oh, no, I was like...
Some of us are working class here.
I don't own anything else. You could go, I own a house. I can't do that. I own a French bulldog.
Yep. No, he owns you, mate.
I own a water bottle.
Water bottle.
Did you just say he owns you?
Yeah. I mean...
My daughter, Pippa.
Who's really running that town? Mm. Oh, if I misgendered your dog, is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
I thought you were annoyed because the fact that your dog owns you.
She does own me.
That's what I thought. I was like,
she does.
She does. Okay, my mistake. Oh, by the way, the Normal or Nah cards. Go and check them out. There's a link in our bio. Normal or Nah is now a card game. It's like Cards Against Humanity in the sense that, like, you can have people around and it's a bit of fun.
Bit of an icebreaker.
Yeah, and I would say a mood setter.
I reckon.
Put you in a good mood.
If you
really
want to have fun, normal.
Link in our bio. Now, this has got some real, like, suburban dad energy. Some real Karen energy. When was the last time that you, Tony, or you listening, saw something so stupid that you fell backwards and spat and did like a... Well, I've seen it all now.
Oh.
When was the last time you dropped one of those?
I mean, I work with you. I've seen some stupid shit.
Have you got one left in the tank for today?
I don't reckon I do have a specific example.
But have you got one of those? Have you got a?
Oh, have I got one of those ready to go? Oh yeah, I've been waiting for a time. I've been burning it up. I'll fill my mouth with water now.
Glad, because I have actually fucking seen it all now.
Oh, how old do you sound?
I said
this
it's suburban dad
gets
energy.
Older every week.
I've got the health hack for you. The best fitness tip going around for everyone listening. Have we seen it all now? Settle in, folks. I'm about to solve all your life problems. Real quick, just some background information. Tony, stand-up paddleboarding, how are you going?
No, I'm not stand-up paddleboarding anymore.
Okay, when was the last time you went to urban surf?
Oh, we haven't been in ages because Torb's burned his hand.
Okay, yeah. The first time you went to see a personal trainer, you spat on him, is that right?
Yeah, but I've gone like 3 times a week since then.
Yeah, okay, so that's obviously going quite well. You spat on his face, that's great. It actually doesn't matter anymore.
Why are you being mean to me?
This isn't about being mean to you.
Well, it is. Oh, when was the last time you went stand-up paddleboarding? When was the last time you went surfing? Oh, you're not even doing that thing anymore. I'm just doing my best. I walked to work this morning.
I know. We heard about it. I've actually got a hack for you. This is not anti-tone. This is pro-tone. This is a hack for both of us. This is good news. That other stuff was bullshit anyway. The stand-up paddleboarding too far away, urban surfer too far away. It's like winter.
Fuck, look at you fucking doing your fitness hack is backpedaling out of that fucking hole. Anyway, yep.
You know how many calories you lose backpedaling as fast as I just did? Introducing, and I saw this in I think it was New Idea.
Oh, nice.
So you know it's...
That or a Take 5, the puzzle magazine with the Sudokus in it? Yeah.
Have I got the deal for us, Tony? Introducing the Face Gym.
The Face Gym.
It's like your face is going to the gym while you're sitting on the couch. You just pop this little mask over your face. It's like doing bicep curls, but instead of your arms, you chisel out that jaw.
Do you have a photo of this thing?
It literally just looks like you're going to a dress-up party as the Mask of Zorro. It's just a mask.
Oh, like an eye mask.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But for your face.
Yeah.
An eye mask for your face. Yeah, and it's just got like an elastic that like goes around the back of your head.
Yeah, I've seen these before.
It's like doing squats, but instead of your legs, you can thicken up those cheekbones.
Was it a cryo one? Like a cold therapy one?
Yeah, they were talking about cold stuff.
Yeah.
For just $129, you can get ripped by going to the Face Gym on your couch for just 20 minutes a day. And $129 down.
I mean, calling it the Face Gym is just so upsetting, isn't it? Why market it that way?
Well, they've really gone all in on like
on the fitness metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there flicking through a magazine and guess what I dropped?
Your jaw. Oh, now I've seen it all.
I've seen it all now. Hey, Bridget, come have a look at this.
You are such an old person.
A Face Gym?
Okay.
Are you joking
me?
Face is at the gym while you're on the couch.
Okay, I'm
sitting there thinking it was like The Mask or like Face Off with Travolta and Nick. Like they'll literally take your face to the gym. The way they were describing
you did not think that.
Your face is at the gym while you're on the... How can you be two places at once? Quit the personal trainer. You have to go there, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So can you go to see him whilst being on the couch?
No.
Mate, your efficiency is fucking all over.
Yeah, that's a great... I will cop that, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't seen
20 minutes a day.
This one in particular. Mm. And I'm not saying that I'm all for the marketing that they've used because that's fucking stupid.
What have you done?
But I have looked at these online before.
For lols or for genuine?
Genuinely.
I've heard it all.
Except the one. So.
You have not.
You know.
Are you fucking with me?
You know Gemma Watts?
I do. I love Gemma Watts.
Yeah, me too. She has one of these.
A face gym.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like what you're describing. It's like a cryo one.
A gym for her face. She does have a beautiful face. Maybe it works.
But it's not $120.
Isn't it? Well, that was this one in the magazine.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a payments of $129. Hang on. How much are they?
How much do you think?
Oh, I thought $129 was steep because it's right. Obviously bullshit.
Sure.
Fuck. Okay. Let's do higher or lower.
Okay.
$400.
Higher.
Are you... $800.
Lower.
$600.
Yeah. It's about $650, I think.
For a face gym.
Yeah. The one that she's used that I looked at and I went, whoo, can't afford that. Her face is her job though, so like makes sense.
But does it work?
Well, I think so. My sister-in-law bought one.
Of course she did.
Because she was just like, oh, well, if Gemma's got it, I want it. That's what she said. I hope Gemma's
listening.
She's
a Gemma fan as well.
She's a huge Gemma fan. And I walked into her bathroom and I went, oh my God, Gemma Watts? And she went, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I hope I'll send this to Gem.
Did your sister-in-law say the line, it's like going to the gym while I sit on the couch?
Is
that what Gemma Watts says? Gemma Watts is like a beauty blogger, influencer? How would you
Influencer, I guess. Yeah, she like tries out new skincare. Like she's... I wouldn't say influencer in the way that she's like, try this cream.
No, I'd say more of like a blogger. Like
She's a journalist.
Yeah.
Would
Gemma say those lines?
Well, I don't know. But my sister did say, you know what's so great about it? You just do it on the couch at night while you're watching telly.
She didn't.
Yes, yeah, she did.
The marketing has got
it. And I said, how long do you have to do it for? And she was like, oh, it's like only 20 minutes.
Can we call Gemma Watts?
I don't have Gemma Watts' information.
Yeah, I've got a number. Let's call
her. She only just got her wisdom teeth out. She might be busy.
Oh, if she got her wisdom teeth out, she'll be free as a bird, except she won't be able to talk.
Hopefully she answers.
Ryan John.
Hi,
Gemma Watts. You're on the podcast with Tony.
Oh, my God, what a thrill. How are we?
We're well. I was actually just big upping you on the pod. I'm obviously a huge fan of you. I've followed you on IG forever. My sister-in-law is constantly influenced by things that you post. She loves it.
Oh, the poor bugger. How's her accountant feel about that?
Gemma, I don't have beef with you specifically, but I feel like the beauty industry...
That doesn't inspire me with confidence.
I feel like the beauty industry is... There's controversy and you're all pulling the wool over our eyes because I've read this thing and it's called The Face Gym and it said it's like your face is going to the gym while you're sitting.
The founder was on the Glow Journal podcast recently. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Are you? So it's real.
I totally
Okay. So yes, it is absolutely real. However, I have some complicated thoughts on it.
Mm. Is one of them?
I mean, I say complicated. No, okay. So the facial massage part, I totally understand because lymphatic drainage is something with science behind it. So as far as like that, absolutely. What I am unsure if there's science behind is one of the products that they sell that is literally a red ball. And I can't describe it any better than that because that's what it is. And you're supposed to, with ease you could. It's supposedly weighted and you roll it over your face and that helps with massage.
Oh, like a gua sha, but a ball.
Yes. Right. The difference being a gua sha does have evidence in terms of lymphatic drainage. This is literally a ball.
I feel like you're still torn, Tony. I feel like you're intrigued.
So the thing that I thought it So Gem, the thing that I thought it was the mask that you use at nighttime.
Oh no, that's your LED.
Yeah, so that's what I thought Ryan was talking about.
Oh.
And that's why I was like, oh, Jem's got one of those. It was like, you know, it's this great thing. My sister bought one because she saw that you had one, all of that. That's what I thought it was. But this is like a whole different thing.
This is a whole – so this is I'm mad for facial massage. Some of their products are amazing. I don't understand the ball.
Yeah.
That I cannot wrap my head around. I've just looked it up. It retails for the cool price of 45 AUD.
Holy shit.
And may I just I don't know if I mentioned it, it's a ball.
Yeah.
It's just a ball.
We've got to get into selling this shit.
I know, we really do. Gemma, is it a compliment that I said I call bullshit on something in the beauty industry and Tony said, well, if Gemma Watts said it's good, then that's good enough for me?
Oh, it's the most beautiful compliment of all time.
Well, you're welcome.
There you are.
Dear diary, you'll never guess what I was told today.
All right. Well, Jem, we think that you've got to head off for a workout, i.e. facial. Yeah. So
that's actually all I do day in and day out.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking the call out of nowhere. We appreciate
it. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, pleasure.
Chat soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so it wasn't what I thought it was. The different other shit thing. Oh, well, speaking of working out, I've got a You Love to See It from the gym. Darcy Smith on our Facebook group said, my You Love to See It, or hear it, rather, is being at the gym early this morning and hearing the intro to the podcast before it connected to someone's Bluetooth. So somebody else was listening to the pod before it like connected to their AirPods or whatever. There's a tarpa that goes to my gym, says Darcy. Unfortunately, I didn't see who it was, but if you're reading this or hearing this as I'm saying it, hello, fellow tarpa from Warragul, Victoria.
Oh, Warragul.
So if you're in Warragul and you think that maybe you've seen Darcy before or you're a tarpa at the gym who the other day your thing didn't connect quite straight away,
say hello.
We might be starting a friendship here.
We could be.
Isn't that sweet?
Let's go to Warragul. It's on the way to Phillip Island.
God's I don't really want to go to Warragul. Okay. Sorry. Not that I don't want to go to Warragul. I just don't really want to go.
Well, that...
Oh. But maybe in the future.
Okay.
Good luck with future endeavours.
I'm not saying I don't want to go to Warragul. I just don't want to go there.
I just don't want to go to Warragul. Is it on the beach?
On the way to beaches?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, towards Phillip Island, Wilson's Prom, through that way.
Yeah, right. Beautiful. Okay.
Good Audi driving country.
Oh, nice.
I've got a tweet from Meg.
Hi, Meg.
She said, not all heroes wear capes and my Uber driver is a fucking legend.
Aww.
He was telling me, stop with the lipstick, start with the lipstick because there was massive holes on the road. And as I was applying my makeup on the way to an event, he had my back.
That is very sweet. You do love to see that.
Don't you think it's just like the simplest gestures are often like the ones that really, like she would have just experienced that and gone, yes.
100%. I think it's things when if people didn't do it, you wouldn't go, well, why didn't they do that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's, you know?
He could have got away with not.
Yeah, because she wouldn't have gone, oh, well, the driver didn't tell me that. Mm. She wouldn't think that. She'd just go, oh, well, I'm putting lipstick on in an Uber. It's an obvious, you know?
Yep.
It's, you know, touchy territory. Shaky territory? Is that? No, what did I say?
Risky business?
Yeah. Yep. Tom Cruise was there.
Yep.
Yep.
But thanks for that, Meg. I love that.
I love that.
Tomorrow on the show, round two of things your partner does that fucks you off, even though it impacts you in no way.
I love this. I love this so much.
And I personally am in the firing line again. Did you see the video I put in Patreon a few weeks ago?
No.
Okay. I'll share that with you and I'll share it with everyone else. But it's basically a little vlog entry from my wife about how something was put in the fridge.
Great.
And I don't think it'll
flap. It's just the gift that keeps on giving me.
Really. I don't think it'll flap Tony at all.
Oh, don't set me up. It's a Friday.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying I don't know how you. Oh. Nah, actually, I don't know how you feel about it. But anyway, that's on the show tomorrow. We'll chat to you then.